Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In your picture, your name and lights above it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Gorgeous day out there. This morning on the news, you're talking about bad weather. We'll find out from Dave Murray about 90 minutes from now. But so far, so good on the KMOX window. I just sounded like a broadcaster, didn't I? That's kind of weird.
Good job.
Before we jump into Razor's Edge, I had a question for you. I'm sure other people have done this. I think I've even done it in a sense like this. But I was thinking over the weekend about how divided our country is. It's kind of a 50-50 country, 51-49. And what if, and I understand this is a thought experiment. Don't take me literally. But what if when you voted, you got a red card or a blue card? And then you lived under the rules of the policy that you voted for. What if that were possible? So you vote with a red card, you're going to live under the rules of the Republican Party. So if you need Medicaid, you might be SOL. And if you're, legal immigration is important to you, you see what I'm saying? Who do you think would have the rudest awakening?
Man. I guess it depends
on your mind.
I guess it depends on how extreme it is where you are, right? Because, I mean, everything, are we talking only federally or are we talking about locally too?
I don't know. It's an half-baked idea.
The people who are living in the, I know, I'm going to ask another follow-up. The people who are living in those spaces with you, right?
Yeah.
So let's say somebody takes the, I hate cops, I don't want any police around space, city that's over here. Are all the other people living in that city, do they share like a like mind on those things?
No, it's individual. So let's say, and it's family by family. So let's
so
say
it's a la carte, you can
that head of the household is for defunding the police, and you get an intruder and you call 911. They're like, "Oh, you're a blue card. Sorry."
I see. So we all live mixed in.
Yes,
but only following the policies or laws or what have you that we are interested in.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's impossible to say who would be in for the rudest awakening because, I mean, no voting block is like a monolith. Like,
sure.
All Republicans are going to figure this one out this time. You know, it just doesn't work like that.
But in my example, it does.
Yeah. I don't know who would regret their decision more. I'm not sure.
I think they both would. Maybe not to equal degrees, but I think they would both regret it if they didn't. Because I think it ends up being the balance of the policies of the two that makes things work.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, why be reasonable?
Mm-hmm. It would be an interesting thought experiment, though, to show you, both of you, the gaps in your paradigms. I'm sure that honest, intellectually honest, red people would see things where they're like, this isn't ideal. And the same for the blue cards. I'd learn a little something about each other. Now I'm sounding like Burl Ives or something.
and that's
the day we all learned our lesson.
We all learned a little something that day.
Mr. Red Card and Mr. Blue Card went fishing after that. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I want to talk about, you know, that last subject is about how people disagree and we have a hard time like giving each other credit and all this kind of stuff. I have a great story that'll maybe make you feel a little bit better about life. So a couple weeks ago, I have tennis on the brain. Wimbledon started today. I'm very excited. Watched some before I came in this morning. Roland Garros, the women's final was the number one and number two in the world. Anya Sabalenka and Coco Gauff. Coco Gauff is an American. I love both of these players. Absolutely love watching both of them play. Coco Gauff ends up winning. It's a great moment to see the American do this. She's like 20 years old. Mm-hmm. She's a great person. Anya Sabalenka, who's from Belarus, they're doing the trophy ceremony. You can tell she's not happy. She's not having a good time. She's pretty pissed that she just lost this final. In the press conference afterwards, she goes on to say like some pretty shady and mean comments about Coco. And she's like, I just think if I would have played Iga Swiatek in the final, or if Coco had to play her, she would have lost. And she said all this mean stuff, basically tearing down Coco's accomplishments and just being a huge jerk. Couple days later, she comes out and ends up apologizing. And that's kind of the end of it for the time being, right? Coco Gauff had every opportunity in our culture today to lash out on social media, to clap back, to say something mean in return. But instead, she very graciously accepts the apology, accepts when Sabalenka says, yeah, I was just in a bad place. I was emotional. I was kind of crashing out. It has nothing to do with you. I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings. She was able to hear that apology, accept it. And now that they're at Wimbledon together, they're literally like hanging out, shooting TikTok videos together, being adorable. I just think it's so great to see something mm-hmm. like this. Because like I said, it feels like what you're encouraged to do when someone says something mean about you, especially online or in the press or whatever, it's like you have every right to say something way worse in return and everyone will be on your side because you were the victim in the situation. It was just so encouraging for me to see this young lady who I like adore, like literally like love this girl. Like I just think she's so cool and such an amazing player. The fact that she had the emotional maturity to handle it in this way, I just think is absolutely incredible and really encouraging. And I hope it sets an example for the future generations out there.
And it makes me wonder, because in past times when I've complained about people, you guys have pointed out to me, not being on social media, that I'm talking about people on screens. And you'd like to think, and they are people on screens, obviously, to a large degree, but you would like to think that the way people actually act, you're like these two, you know. So that's great. That's a great story.
Yeah, I just thought that was really cool. Yeah. And I'm excited to watch both of them play. And, you know, like the TikTok stuff, it might be a little manufactured and a little fake, but it's just really nice to see when the typical situation is just like, nope, they're in a cat fight now and these two girls will hate each other forever and it's going to be this ongoing rivalry and Coco could have absolutely just been the victim forever. And she came out and said, she's like, no, I just try to forgive and
I remember
be the bigger person.
Something from the Bible when I was studying the Bible when I was young about if someone does something bad to you, be nice to them, and it's like heaping hot coals in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So we've known that lesson for a really long time. You know, take the high road because it usually does work out. I think it works out even better in this environment because we're so used to clapbacks and we're so used to, you know, you're justified, you owe it to them, go get them, that when you don't, everyone's waiting with bated breath and it makes a huge impression. So Yeah.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, though, like, checking Reddit and checking social media, there are still plenty of people who are like, ah, Coco, you shouldn't forgive her. You should have never forgiven her. And I'm like, wait, where does that come from? Like, people who have nothing to do with the situation have an interest in keeping this going. It's very odd.
Speaking of, a little bit similar, we talked about the story last week with Marte, who was playing and being heckled by what turns out to be a 22-year-old fan who said something about say hello to your mother for me, and his mom had died in a car accident in 2017. He got very upset. He was crying. His coach was yelling at this guy and telling him what a horrible person he was. Guy gets removed. Guy gets a lifetime ban from baseball. And Wheels, you would know this guy. I don't know his name, but he's a well-known sports writer. And I saw a TikTok yesterday of him, and he said, look.
Jeff Perlman.
Okay.
I saw it. Yeah.
I this guy's abhorrent. It's terrible. But he shouldn't have been doxxed. We shouldn't know his name. It's too far. The punishment doesn't fit the crime. He didn't even think that he should have been banned for a lifetime. He's only a 22-year-old kid. Thoughts?
Well, the problem is I'm torn on it because I get where Perlman's coming from. I watched the video. He makes a pretty sound, like, rational argument. Like, one moment of stupidity shouldn't basically ruin your life, or at least ruin your life for the moment, right? I tend to agree with that. But then where's the lesson learned if there's no consequence? And if the consequence isn't visible, if the consequence is just, well, you felt bad for a few days, how does that even impact you? Are you going to stop being a jerk? Are you going to maybe reevaluate what you're doing? Or you're just going to keep being the same jerk? Like, I'm torn because I do think consequences breed change. And if there are no consequences, I mean, look how many times we talked about it downtown. There are no consequences for running red lights in downtown St. Louis. There are no consequences for doing donuts in intersections or for, you know, causing fights. There's no consequence. You get away with it. What's the result of that? We see more of that behavior. So while I may not say that it's totally fair that a 22-year-old gets doxxed for saying something incredibly stupid and mean, maybe there's a lesson for 10 other 22-year-olds who won't do it because they don't want to end up in that same spot. So I don't know. Is that unfair?
No.
Because, I mean, if somebody doesn't learn the lesson, like if you're going to just act a fool all the time, sometimes it's going to bite you. It's going to cost you a job. It's going to do something real. And the earlier you learn that, the better. And the more publicly everyone can learn that lesson, the better. But it does seem like a lot for, you know, who knows if this kid's always a jerk? Who knows if he's done other? No idea. It would seem like a lot for a one-time only thing. But judgment is still bad judgment, still bad judgment. And if you don't learn how to exercise good judgment, are you going to get better at things?
What do you think of the lifetime ban?
I don't think it'll hold. I'm sure he'll be able to appeal at some point and say, hey,
this was 22.
Yeah, I was 22, whatever. I don't know that that's going to be held up.
How do they enforce that? I mean, I get like, hey, this email address is blocked from buying tickets on the MLB app or whatever. But as far as your buddy giving you a ticket and you walking into the stadium, there's no way they can actually enforce that, right?
It just means that if somebody points you out or they see you, they will throw you out.
Okay.
So it's he can probably go to games all the time. Because as long as he won't be able to buy them under his name, right? He won't be able to, like, but you don't have to show ID to walk into a ballpark. Mm-hmm. Dave, when we went the other day, you had the tickets. You just scanned the tickets. We all walked in. And that just would mean if somebody pointed him out and said, hey, that's that guy. And they were like, well, you got to go. It's just going to mean if you're there and they see you, they're going to throw you out.
Yeah.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We have Bernie Miklas coming up at 2:30. Doing the Sweet 16 at 4 p.m. Did you guys see the story about the guy? By all, I have a different take on this, so get ready. And it's bad Dave take. So this guy who, by all accounts, was a great guy, passes away, and as a part of his funeral, he drops $5,000 and rose petals on the funeral. And everyone's scrambling around in the helicopter from a helicopter. And the helicopter's blowing the money and people are on their hands and knees and grabbing money and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was awful.
$5,000 worth of rose petals?
No, $5,000 worth of cash.
Okay.
Mixed in with rose petals.
Okay, yes. Okay, okay.
And it was his final way of saying I love you and have a good time. And I just found it kind of offensive. Like, I'm going to leave you on your knees grubbing for money on my way out.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like, did you guys ever do like a magazine selling contest at school? And it's like, if you sell a certain amount of magazines, you get to get in the booth. And then we turn on the wind and the cash blows and all the cash you can grab. It's like, wait, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
I thought so.
I'm going to go with Bad Dave on this one.
Okay, good. Tell you what Bad Dave's obsessed with is TikToks about people eating 9 hot dogs, drinking 9 beers in 9 innings. It's really entertaining.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you see, when I played in the band, I always said one of the most interesting things about playing in the band is you see the progression of drunkenness. Like, at 8 p.m., like, the band played 9 to 1. At 8 p.m., everyone's delightful. Well, hello, Dave. I really enjoy your radio broadcast. And then about 10, they start getting a little sketch.
Yep.
And then by 1, they're following you to your car as you're putting your amp away.
They're like, Dave! Dave!
Have you seen the 24-24-24-24 challenge?
No, what's
that? The new one? It is 24 beers and 24 cheeseburgers and 24 miles in 24 hours.
Wait, say that one more time.
It's 24 beers, 24 burgers, 24 miles, 24 hours.
Like you run 24 miles?
Or hike or walk or whatever.
How would you make that happen?
People are struggling. The burgers are the hard part, it looks like. The beers are not the challenge.
24 burgers, 24 beers, 24 miles.
Mm-hmm. Like a 24-mile like walk, hike,
okay,
run, whatever.
You're not driving.
And then in 24 hours. So you have a whole day to complete this. If you started now, you'd have until 2:30 tomorrow.
I'm not making fun of you. You're just the messenger. But that just sounds stupid. Like, the nine dogs and nine beers and nine innings makes some kind of sense.
Yeah. Everything is tied together.
Yeah.
The 24 is just kind of...
I could eat 80 cockroaches while watching 80 episodes of MASH. I mean, like, you can put numbers to anything.
And also, I wouldn't feel, like, happy if I completed that challenge. You know, I wouldn't be like, I did it, man. I ate 24 burgers and drank 24 beers and hiked 20... I wouldn't brag about that. I wouldn't feel accomplished. So you do wonder, you know, why folks are doing that. Are they getting the sticker to put on their car like the marathoners?
Yes. Oh, we need more stickers on cars. Look what I did.
A burger with a 24 on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't care if you bowled a perfect 300 or had a hole in one. No, no, no. No sticker for you.
You know what I was thinking about, apropos of what you just said? One of the kids, listen to Uncle Dave. One of the things that I have learned in my 60 years, truly, no one gives a rat's ass about what you have except to hate you for it.
That's fair.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I walked out today. I have a perfectly fine car. I have a Jeep. I have the same car everyone else has. And there is a really, really nice car out there. And I'm just like, F you.
Was it the Camaro?
It's a blue Camaro. I don't know who drives it.
He's cool, though.
It's got a spoiler on it.
I met him. He's pretty cool.
I'm like, F that guy.
Yeah, he's the best guy.
I can just tell I wouldn't like him.
He was so nice to me.
But it's so true, right? I mean, like, no one cares. You have a big mansion. Okay. Good for you.
Unless you get to take advantage of it on the regular, and then it's really cool.
Well, yeah.
You know, somebody you see it's every weekend, neighbor. Like, hey, we're going to go watch football at the mansion. All right. Hope you have mansion food.
Yeah, I mean, if it can also be my mansion, I feel a little differently about it.
Guys, you guys know I'm right. Mansion food is good food.
I'm just thinking of like Bezos and people like that. Like,
yeah,
no one cares.
No, everybody hates you.
Yeah.
Especially when you rub people's faces in it.
Yes.
That's the worst.
Yes.
Like those marathon runners.
Did you see Leonardo DiCaprio trying to hide his face as he left that wedding?
No.
Like, bro, we all know it's you. He had on a ball cap and he pulled it down over his face.
You can't
You're
see
over
me.
Yourself.
You're the most famous man in the world. We know who you are.
You can't see me.
I mean, I could meet him at Schnucks and I would probably go, hey. Like, I'm not losing my mind because Leonardo DiCaprio is somewhere.
I think he was trying to hide his face because he's like Mr. Eco-friendly.
He doesn't want
to
get yelled at.
Private jet over to Jeff Bezos' wedding.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Venice where they already have problems.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FMKMOX. Bernie Miklas joins us on the burn.
What's going on this Monday? I hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah, good Monday. So I'm going to say something that I feel is something that Bernie Miklas could say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I could hear you saying this on one of your TikToks, but I was thinking about this over the weekend because, as you guys know and can tell, I take such great joy in the Cardinals and in baseball in general, and I just love it so much. It means so much to me. And I wrote down over the weekend, you're wasting a fun season on angst. And I'm not talking about people who listen to Gas House or listen to Rush Hour or Sports Open Line. I get people who are into it. I love people who parse it out and tease it out. That's why I listen to you guys. But you know who I'm talking about. There are people out there who just let the angst of it ruin what is a really fun season.
Well, 100%. You know, I do a weekly podcast with my really good friend, Will Leach. It's called Seeing Red. And I was saying this today. I understand fans who, you know, are disillusioned, let's say, by ownership, management. They have some legitimate grievances for the way this thing has kind of gone the last couple years or whatever. Maybe the payroll size. But as I told Will Leach, and you know, I'm on the same wavelength as you, Dave. As I told Will Leach, it's like, listen, when I'm watching this team run around the bases and this team hitting home runs and playing small ball and getting great pitching, you know, and making all these comeback wins and all this energy and all this entertainment and just the hardcore competitive nature of this group, and they play the game with joy. The last bleeping thing in the world I'm thinking about is the owner of the team or the baseball front office. Like, enjoy the place, man. Put that other stuff aside for a while.
That's how Bernie would say it.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand the logic either, right? If we're gonna be all about the past, so then only the past 2 or 3 years matter, not the past 20.
Oh yeah,
you know, I mean, like, I mean, it's the same people.
I know.
So, and, yeah. And I'm with you guys on the message. Like, baseball should not be enjoyed based on the outcome of the game you're watching. It shouldn't be, well, they lost, so that sucked. I wasted 3 hours. Because if you look at it that way, you are wasting your time. Because you're going to be riding that roller coaster, and you're not going to be happy. You're going to be upset all the time.
Well, winning certainly enhances the experience, but let me just say this. This is Bill DeWitt Jr.'s 30th season, season number 30 of owning and, you know, the team and steering the team. And this is to your point, Mr. Kevin Wheeler. During his 30 years, the Cardinals ranked third in the major leagues in regular season victory, and they ranked third in the major leagues in postseason victories. And, okay, granted, there's been some disappointment in recent seasons, sure. But does that mean you throw out a 30-year track record that's just about as good as any team in baseball?
Nope.
You just trash that? That goes out to the dumpster? That didn't matter? That doesn't count? Are we really that spoiled?
I mean, for a certain age group, I think we are. I think there's a certain age group. I mean, if you're what, under 40, you don't remember a struggles. You don't. It was not a part of your life, so you don't. You don't have that in your head. Like, this is the frame of reference. This is what happens in sports. Sometimes you do cycle down, and it takes a while to get back. And look, this is the other thing, Bern. Like, you get this. I know you get these comments, and I have. And all of us that cover the team do. People will look at a team that's been mediocre and like, this is trash. This is terrible. Like, no. No, go look at the south side of Chicago. Look at what's happening in Colorado. Look at what's gone on in Pittsburgh for decades. That's terrible baseball. The Cardinals at their worst have been mediocre. At their worst have been mediocre. And right now they're actually decent. I mean, you look at the standings in the National League. One team stands out, and that's the Dodgers, which we all knew. And they're actually below what we would have expected because of all the injuries they've had with their rotation. But you've got the Phillies, the Mets, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Padres, and the Giants. All of those teams are between 44 and 49 wins. They're all basically the same. And some of those teams are teams, Bernie, that listening to critics be like, you should be like the Phillies. You should be, well, you kind of are. You have more wins than the Mets do right now, or about the same number. Well, the Mets about at 48, you're at 47. Yeah. So, like, you're in it with all of those teams. Now, the 3 months that follow now will determine what they actually are. But what they are today is as good as anybody but the Dodgers in the National League.
Here's the way I said this on the Gas House Gang. I think it slipped by because I was sort of hurrying at the time. Listen, I believe in going with some larger. I always prefer going with a larger sample size, a bigger chunk of the schedule to really make some evaluations. Since April the 8th, that's a long time ago, the Cardinals have the third best winning percentage in the National League behind the Dodgers and the Cubs. And that, see, the beauty of incorporating going all the way back to April 8th, first of all, I'm accounting for the fact the Cardinals got off to a 4-6 start, which isn't awful, but it's a 4-6 start. Right. Since then, they're the third best team in the National League. See, and this includes a couple of their losing streaks, a couple of their bad road start. It includes a lot of so-called negatives. But even if you bake the negative stuff in, this is a team that slashed $40 million from the payroll, is spending, a couple hundred million dollars less than the Dodgers this year and $50 million less than the Cubs this year. And they're they've got the third best winning percentage in the National League over the last 75 games. Mm. So what are we squawking about exactly?
What do you think it is with attendance, guys? Do you think that it's being oversold by some media? Do you think that people have just gotten out of the habit of going to the ballpark?
Gosh, you know, that's a great question. I'm curious to see what Kevin Wheeler said. I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a combination of, you know, just being down and out about the state of Cardinals baseball after an off season that was kind of clumsily handled by management because they couldn't really tell us what the season was supposed to be about. And there was a lot of mixed message. So I understand why people would be disillusioned with that. Number two, I think some of it is generational. I really believe that. I mean, you go to a St. Louis City SC game and it's a young crowd. It's just more into like a now day vibe or whatever. I think, and I've talked to the Cardinals people about this, you know, a lot of the Cardinals fans that saw this great team from 2000 through 2015, you know, they're either getting old or frankly they have passed on. And I'm not sure that the younger generation has filled that void yet. Maybe they're not as hepped up about it. Mm-hmm. And then I also think, you know, there's the boogeyman effect of like, I can't go down to downtown St. Louis, you know. I live in St. Louis City. I go to the ballpark. I'm downtown all the time. I never worry about anything. But you have people that just, they're convinced they're, you know, horrible things will happen if they even tiptoe around Busch Stadium. Even the Cardinals have expanded security and they pay for extra security around the ballpark. I think it's those things. And there's a couple other things we could, there's the people that unless Bill DeWitt is stupid and throws money away for no good reason. I'm not going down there. You know, you got those people too.
Yeah. I'd say that those are all the real factors. I mean, clearly there are people that live in outlying areas. I don't just mean suburban St. Louis. I mean like outlying Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas, people that do come in that probably go, ooh, it's scary. I'm sure there's some of that, but it just takes time to change people's minds.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, they're off to a good start. They're competitive, but they're not running away. You know, they're not the first place team as an example. It takes time to convince people that it's going back in the right direction. Just like it took time to erode it, right? It did erode right away.
Yeah, but to Dave Glover's point, what is there to not like about this team? Like, what, this team's enjoyable. It's fun. Yeah. 100% energy.
Yep.
100% determination. You know, they're like a pick a country music song or something. Like the Cardinals are, the Cardinals are, they remind me of like a Hank Williams Jr. song. I ain't going peacefully. I ain't going peacefully, right? Tom Petty, I won't back down, right? Springsteen, No Retreat, No Surrender. There are song titles that fit this group. They might not they might not make the playoffs, but this is a fun ride. This is a fun team to watch. So why, if you care about Cardinals baseball, why would you deny yourself the pleasure of going down there and having a great time?
Jamie has an interesting point. She says, Dave, it's just so expensive to go to the games anymore. I'd love to go more, but they have priced me out. We have to budget to take our family of five. That's something I don't think about.
You got to factor that in, you know, in every situation is different for, you know, for some families that's a really tough thing to do to find the money to do that, to come down a lot. I get that. But I also know the Cardinals, I'm pretty sure they still do a lot of discounting on tickets, especially if it's not a prime time opponent or whatever.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
You are a jerk. So,
yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
You're doing a good job of it.
I am. I'm just saying I'm not trying to be. All you need to do to find affordable tickets is learn how to work the secondary ticket market. There are tickets right now for the Washington Nationals in St. Louis for $19 each, including fees, on a secondary market. I've had buddies in all kinds of – I got friends that are huge sports fans, and they complain like – they live in Detroit, and when the new hockey arena opened, they're like, the tickets are so expensive, I can't even go. And I pulled up one of the secondary apps. I'm like, you can get tonight, right now, for $32, which is not much for a hockey ticket, right? Not in a big city. It's certainly not much. I mean, like, you just have to be creative about it. I do agree that sports have gotten more expensive. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there's a great research piece done on that, and I'm forgetting... I'm forgetting who it was. Was it June Lee, or Bernie, I think, that did this? But he looked at the cost, and it's like it costs $5,000 a year to be a sports fan, from TV subscriptions to going to games and buying things that sports fans normally buy. I totally get how expensive it can be. But there are tricks to the trade where if you're not particularly tied to a certain series, game, or team that you want to see, where you can go find $20 tickets.
You know, Kevin, I was curious, and I'm not going to mention the I'm not going to mention the secondary ticket seller because, you know, that would be giving them a free endorsement.
Right,
let them pay for it, right?
Yes.
But to your point, you know, I'm looking at the Washington Nationals series, and there are tickets available for the Thursday night game that, are $14.
There you go.
And I'm talking about a ton of tickets.
Yeah.
At $14.
Yeah.
And the game before that, $15.
Yeah.
The game before that, $16. Even the Atlanta Braves, when they come in, and they're usually a pretty good draw, you can get tickets for, you know, to one of those games, a Saturday game, right now for $19.
Yeah.
So you're right about that.
And we had a follow up. Robert makes a good point that, look, that could be considering like the cost of food and parking. That's true. That's absolutely true. But I mean, I lived a whole life where we never bought food at the ballpark. My dad took us to McDonald's on the way to the game.
Well, you're right. And there's a way to circumvent that, too.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are pretty lenient about letting people bring stuff
That's
in.
That's true.
Right?
You can bring stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Burn, tell us all about Saliga.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote-getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, DGS 252. Want some fun facts?
Yes, please.
The only known animal that can lay eggs and produce milk?
Platypus.
Platypus.
Little guy.
Man, I was just talking about the platypus the other day because I feel like when you learn about that animal as a kid, all of the educators reading Rainbow, wherever you heard it from, they're like, have you ever heard of anything like this before? Like, it's such a huge rollout when you learn about the platypus.
And you're like, I'm a child. No, I am not.
Yeah, it's like, I guess that's interesting.
It's like when I learned about the narwhal and told my daughter she was dumb.
Not real.
Guinness officially says their beer is not black. It is dark ruby red.
All right.
Had my first, didn't have a whole one. but I had a drink of a Guinness when I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had one before.
Oh, really?
It sucks.
It was.
I mean, it's an acquired taste. That's for sure.
There was a big thing when I was waiting tables. I don't think it's a big thing anymore, but remember the black and tan?
Yes.
Where it was Guinness and some other lighter beer, and I don't remember what.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
A woman swallowed a fishbone, and it came out the side of her neck.
No, that shouldn't happen.
I don't want that
I'm
for me.
I'm just going to disagree with that.
A woman in Wisconsin got distracted while eating Taco Bell and driving and rear-ended a cop at 60 miles an hour.
Yo!
We get a ruling on Taco Bell while driving?
All the time. Always. I've done it a million times.
Well, I mean, we all have, but...
It's crazy to do.
No, it's not.
Taco Bell, perhaps more than any other sort
like
of
like, just the
food.
Classic taco. It's going to spill the cheese
soft,
on your lap.
Soft shell.
Who wants a soft shell?
And, well, that's what I'm saying. It's you got to choose the menu wisely. Like, it's got to be... Things that don't fall apart and break, and you got to keep it mostly in the wrapper with only the little end out that you're biting.
That said, I have gotten in an accident while eating Taco Bell.
What?
While driving. Yeah. It was a one-person accident. I just hit the curb really hard.
Oh.
Screwed up my wheel.
That jar you up. That jars you too, man.
Oh, it sure did. Almost almost dropped the dang thing.
Almost. But alas, the taco was saved.
Are you surprised we're still allowed to eat while driving?
I mean,
you can't talk on the phone.
I thought you were going to say, I'm still alive. And I was like, yeah, I am.
It is fascinating, right? Like, the things you're allowed to do, like, you're allowed to have a coffee and donuts, and you're allowed to have a full meal if you want to, but don't put a phone to your face. And you can fumble. Remember back in the day when you'd fumble around with all your CDs? Trying to find the one you had put in there, and you're like going through the book, and you're like, that was fine.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.